Welcome back. Well, a day doesn't go by without hearing about the latest developments in artificial intelligence. Well, unsurprisingly, AI is also the backbone of the agri-tech sector, now worth €1 billion. Well, back in 2019, three young students at Technological University Dublin's product design course came together for a third year project. They were inspired by a conversation they had had with a vet who told them that farmers routinely gave their cattle medication to kill gut parasites, regardless of whether the animals actually needed it or not. So the team decided to develop a rapid test kit using a smartphone app with AI technology, and Micron AgriTech was born. And the three of them are here with me this morning. Tara McElligott, Sean Smith and Daniel Izquierdo. Good morning. Thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning.
The kit is there somewhere. I think it's on the ground. Tara, just tell us how exactly it works.
Essentially what we've done is we've just seen this issue where gutworms are on farms, and all vets and farmers know very well about it, how much of an issue it is. And really, testing isn't readily available. And essentially, usually if you do end up doing a test, you're waiting up to 5 days for a result. So we decided to make something that was pen side. So what it is we've given you all the tools to be able to prepare a sample, a fecal sample now. And you basically are able to put it into our device. Essentially, you put it into a slide, into where it's essentially a fancy microscope, which allows you to place your phone on top of it so your camera can see through to onto the slide.
And what problem? Because I know that the results come back within about 30 minutes. Is that correct? I
mean, that's right.
It's a rapid test. What problem does it solve?
So essentially, because testing isn't so readily available and it can take very long to get results, and actually it can be quite expensive as well. Currently what's happening is we're assuming what's on farm, and we're dosing animals and medicating animals based on that. So even if you have a cat or a dog, you might know you give your animals wormers every year. Essentially, it's the same thing on farm, but a little bit more often. And there's only so much medication out there, and resistance is becoming an issue with these worms to these medications. So it's really important that we test. So we've basically made a test that gives you results in 15 minutes, really, and it basically lets you make a decision to target dose instead of dosing a whole group of animals in one go.
And there is legislation coming in about those medications as well, isn't there? So farmers are going to have to make sure that they only dose the cattle that need it.
Exactly, yes. So there is going to be a prescription-only system coming out. We're not sure when it's coming out now, but there's definitely a gap in the market there. Currently, we are not able to test everything. It's just not really possible. It's not feasible. So it's about these ideas coming out now so that farmers are able to do it.
And Daniel, the three of you aren't from a farming background. I suppose sometimes that external perspective can actually be very beneficial. You see things with fresh eyes and everything. But how did you find out, and how were you confident that farmers actually needed this and wanted this?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've always looked at this from the perspective of the farmer, right? We want to make this as easy as possible for them to do. And actually, we want it to be an end benefit to the farmer and the vet. Looking in, Tara, Sean and I actually were studying product design. And so we looked at this from a product design point of view, looked at how we can make the product as simple as possible and as usable as possible. And we've built a team around us as well of 14 other people with, you know, expertise from the veterinary science side of things to artificial intelligence. And sort of coming together, bringing that skill set together, we've been able to build this really innovative product. We've tested over 10,000 animals to date. We only launched in December, detected over 70,000 parasite eggs. And so it's been very positive.
You are not from a farming background, something you hear often?
We do get asked it, from time to time. But I think that, you know, having that outside perspective coming in and bringing in those fresh ideas is an important part of this, right? So we brought all of our skills that we had developed outside and brought attention to a sector that, you know, could do with a lot of innovation, I'd say.
Sean, how much investment have you attracted?
So
talk to me about the millions.
So as Daniel said, we've grown from a team of just four of us initially, starting out as a project in university, now to 14 on the team here in Ireland. So to do that, we've raised over €2 million to date, basically just to develop the idea, to build the team that we need. And now we've launched the product successfully and it's going really well.
And you went to the Ploughing Championships, and they have this innovation arena that's hosted by Enterprise Ireland. And it is a chance to meet investors across the world. I mean, it's a great opportunity to pitch.
Yeah, like Enterprise Ireland, they offer a lot of support to young startups coming up. The Innovation Arena is one of those examples. So we went there for the first time before we actually had the company founded in 2018. We just went and walked around talking to everybody, trying to learn. We went then again in 2019 with the university, actually. So there's Kieran O'Connell there in TU Dublin brought us in, and we won actually the, let's say, research award at the Innovation Arena. And then we went back again 2022 last year, and we won the best overall startup award. So it's, you can kind of see that support journey that we've went on with Enterprise Ireland, and we've brought in additional investors as well along that journey, and sort of they've been there to support every step of the
and
way.
I should say Enterprise Ireland were actually our first investor as well. So they were the first ones to take the risk on us, right, through something called their Competitive Start Fund. So they've been really instrumental to our success so far.
Tara, was this in your plan? Did you imagine this? I mean, did you have conversations in college? Were you friends beforehand? Did you think, I want to set up a big company?
No, I think that might be more the other guys' plan in life. We certainly were friends before, and we kind of knew that we'd be a group going into the project in general. I just know, talking for myself anyways, that I always wanted to work in entrepreneurship in general. Like, I always liked starting a business and controlling my money rather than working for something where I'm not really part of the big picture. So, yeah, it's fun to basically be writing my own future in a sense. Yeah.
And you ended up meeting European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and showing her your kit. Daniel, what did she make of it?
Yeah, so it was actually Tara and Sean there, but she was really impressed. And I remember there was a live like RT briefing with Micheál Martin afterwards, and she specifically mentioned MicronKit and the impact that it would make on the European region, and how good it was to see innovative technology like that coming out of universities.
Put so smiles on your faces,
It was great.
It did. We just kind of met her really as while she was on the campus there in the university. So the fact that she mentioned us afterwards, and which was completely unrelated, was lovely that we were still in her mind.
So Sean, what are the future plans?
Great question. So we have developed MicronKit now. It's on the market. We have, you know, selling into vets across Ireland.
It's mainly vets you're selling to, not farmers themselves.
It's mostly veterinary practices who can offer the rapid testing as a service to farmers. So we're already seeing it having a great impact, but that's not, I suppose, the end. It's essentially a platform, right? So we've developed all of the app, all of the software, and that can be leveraged to be able to detect other diseases. So, for example, this year, we're also going to be launching our liver and rumen fluke test, which is a separate parasite that's also a major problem here in Ireland. And then going on down the line, expanding into additional species. So at the moment it works in cattle, sheep and horses. That can be expanded into poultry, pigs, even companion animals, dogs and cats. And then from there, to be honest, it's endless. The technology can be trained to adapt to lots of different problems. So we have a great team. We're very ambitious and we want to be able to make impact across the entire sector.
And Tara, I mean, the agri-tech sector is worth a billion. 60% of that, I think, is export driven. I presume, you know, this is a global idea. There's no reason why you just need to stick to Ireland on this.
Absolutely. We're already looking to try and expand into we're going into the UK very soon, actually. We're sending over kits. And we're looking to go into Europe very soon. So, yeah, it's definitely a global issue. Certainly in the US and South America, cattle, it's a massive industry. So, yeah, there's nothing stopping us anyways from going around the world.
Well, many congratulations. Finally, Daniel, advice for anyone who is in college or at home thinking, I've got an idea.
Yeah, I'd say the best thing is, you know, you tend to limit yourself in terms of what you can do. And I always say to people, like, take the opportunities as they come and don't be afraid to take that risk and make those next steps. Reach out to people, reach out to your university, reach out to Enterprise Ireland, get the support. Everyone's there to help you, right? And you never lose anything, essentially, by putting yourself out there. You never know what'll come out of it.
And maybe go to the ploughing championships and pitch to some investors.
And talk to us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Give you the ideas. Tara, Sean and Daniel, many congratulations and best of luck in the future.
Thank you for having us.